Blog Talk Radio.
This is MikeSpirit.fm. Good evening and welcome to Guiding Lights with Jeanette Ann and Sarah May. The airwaves are now open, and these respected UK Sky Television psychics will take your hand and lead you through the universe with interesting topics and spirit communication. Call Jeanette and Sarah now. 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001. Or register to the chat room and click Call Skype. Now the moment you've been waiting for. Please welcome Jeanette Ann and Sarah May.
Good afternoon, good evening, maybe good morning to some of you, and welcome to Guiding Lights. My name is Sarah May. We've got Jeanette on her way in. She's not quite in with us yet. So what we're going to do, I'm going to give you telephone numbers to contact us if you would like to call into the show for a reading. 760-283-4611 if you're calling directly from America. Outside of America, any country outside of America will need to prefix with 001. If you want to get hold of us via Skype, it's another good way of getting through to the show. You will go to blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM and click Call Skype, and you can get through to us via Skype. Okay, so please do bring your calls into the show. We welcome callers in. We do like you to interact with us. We're going to go to a couple of songs now to start off the show. And then after the songs, we're going to do a little bit of maybe meditation, some chakra cleansing. We'll get Jeanette in, and then we'll open the lines to callers a little bit later. So have a listen to these lovely songs.
To life. He was warm, he came around, like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. He's nothing where he used to lie. Conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor. Illusion never changed into something real. I'm wide awake and I can see the perfect.
Well, hello and welcome back to Guiding Lights. As I say, my name is Sarah May. We've got a little bit of a technical problem with getting Jeanette in, but we will continue with the show anyway. It's been a week since we've last connected on the radio. Very, very, very busy week for me. I know Jeanette's also had a busy week herself too. I had the luxury of the fortune of doing an evening of mediumship spirit communication with the fantastic Jerry Humphreys a couple of weeks ago, which we thoroughly enjoyed. We had Nick Stepani. If you hear the voiceover at the beginning and end of our show, that is Nick Stepani of Sky TV, and he came and presented us on the evening. We had a lovely evening. At the end of the evening, Jerry did a speed read for must have been over 50 people and gave them all one of the tarot cards, psychic tarot cards that he uses on the Sky television show. He'd only used them the day before. So they had some lovely signed cards and they had some affirmations on the cards as well from Jerry. And we will have Jerry back on the show in the future, the near future, because he's been absolutely, fantastic friend. And we had a lovely night. But I would like to say that Guiding Lights are coming to town. We're not just the radio show. What we will be doing is a show ourselves, an evening of spirit communication in Solihull, in Birmingham, the West Midlands. This will be on the 7th of September. Tickets will be £12.50 each. We will also have Nick Stepani again coming along because he's got such a presence, he's fantastic on the stage. He'll be presenting us. We've also got a very special guy coming along as well. I'm sure most of you who listen in to the Mike Spirit FM shows, the hosts that we have on the shows, will be aware of Mike Davis. We've got Mike Davis coming with us to do an evening, so that should be fun. Okay, we're really looking forward to that. I'm not too sure whether Jeanette's in or not. She's coming in and out. So we're just going to go with the flow as far as that's concerned. Send up some energies to bring her in and get the lines working. Okay. I do know we have quite a collection of callers there waiting to connect in. So I will go over to reading shortly. But what I want to do is a chakra cleanse. The theme of the show this evening between Jeanette and myself was going to be based on, have you got a broken heart? How do you cope with a broken heart? And we wanted to look at the ways that this affects us. Do we hold on? Do we let go? The physical pain that we go through, the wanting and the needing. And I do know that Jeanette had written a really lovely poem, which I think, I'll leave it for a little while and see if Jeanette can come in. If she can't come in, then I will read the poem out on her behalf, because obviously we wanted to do that on the show. Looking at really your heart's connection, we're talking about your heart chakra, which is the colour green. So anything green around you will help to balance you, clear you and cleanse you when you're going through these kinds of states of mind where you feel like you've got a grievance and a loss, and also frustrations of not being with the person that you want to be with, maybe. Okay, but also it's about letting that person go, letting them move forwards. And in order to do that, you will let yourself move forwards as well. So if any of you out there do have issues around relationship and love, bring them into us this evening and we'll have a look and see if we can help you move you forward. Have a little bit of a look around your own situation. And we look forward to you, interacting with us on that, with those situations. I think it might be a nice idea for us to do a little bit of a chakra cleanse. I'm going to open up my Reiki and I'm going to send out some healing to any listener that is listening into the show this evening or this afternoon, wherever you are, morning, whatever. And I'm going to bring some Reiki in and send out some healing because I think it's a really lovely thing to share and a lovely thing to do. And it does work absently. Okay. So it would be nice if you could be relaxed if you're sitting in chairs, which I presume you are. Have your feet on the floor if you can do, which gives you grounding. Have a drink of water close to you so that you can, you need water to cleanse you, to re-energise you. It's actually a fantastic cleanser, a natural cleanser that costs nothing. Okay. So have some water by you. Breathe in from the back of your nose down to your stomach, nice and gently. Okay. And breathe out through your mouth. And this will automatically calm you down. And at this point, I'm going to say Reiki on. What I'm going to do is roll an energy down your chakra points, your seven chakra points, and give you the colours as I do this. And I want you to breathe in nice and steadily. Be really relaxed. Okay. I want you to imagine yourself sat in a very comfortable chair, surrounded by lovely soft plush cushions. I want you to relax your bodies and all of the tensions within your bodies. So if you have muscle ache, you're aching in any area of your body, relax it. Visualize that area and relax it. Okay? I want you to imagine above your head a beautiful revolving rainbow ball. The colours that are in this rainbow ball are red, orange, yellow, green, pale blue, indigo blue, and violet. Of all of these colours, maybe you can think of a flower, a red poppy, an orange tiger lily, a yellow buttercup, a green flower, green leaves, anything that's green and foliage, a pale blue cornflower, an indigo iris, and a lilac or a violet flower. And imagine all of these flowers are pointed to the seven areas of your body. Red will be your base where you sit. Orange above that is your spleen area. Above that, you have your solar plexus, your tummy area. Coming up again, you have your heart. Up again is the throat area. Just above that, you've got your third eye, your forehead. And above that, you have your crown area, the top of your head, your crown. And just imagine these flowers are pointed on every point of your body. If you can envisage this, maybe you can envisage yourself lying down, okay? And with the flowers, they're starting off as beautiful buds that have just grown in the fresh earth. Visualize these flowers opening up, almost like the sunlight and the sun rays are falling down upon you, and they're helping them to grow and flourish. There may be sprinkles of water coming towards you, which do not shock you. It's gentle water. And the water is helping the flowers to be beautiful and bright and vibrant. At each area of your body, these flowers are open and full. The smell is beautiful. Imagine all of the flowers there. What I want you to do is gather the flowers together. You will have seven of them. Gather them together in the palms of your hands and place them on your heart. Let's allow the energies of nature to heal our hearts, open us up to love with all of the vibrant colours that we have. Grounding is the red, which keeps us on our feet, knowing who we are, having all of the information in front of us so that we can make the rightful decisions for ourselves. Orange is about your physical connections with people. So imagine physically how you connect with people, that has to be correct, that there has to be synchronicity between the two people. Imagine the yellow is the inspiration, the intellect, the lower feelings, the lower talking, where you can communicate on all levels. Lifting up again, you've got the green area here, which is your heart area. Open it up to love and don't be afraid. Because Because when real love comes in, it's of two people that decide to be together. If you have that, that is beautiful. If you don't, ask for it to come in for you. Archangel Raphael is the angel that we will call out to bring the rightful person for us. So ask him to come and help you. Lifting up to your throat area, which is your pale blue, we're asking for the communication, the right communication. So we're talking to other people, understanding and interacting. And most importantly, we're being honest, allowed to be being honest without feeling guilty. And lifting up to your third eye, which is your visions, your dreams. Sometimes we can be dreamy and we can think to ourselves, is this true or is this me? Sometimes you're having premonitions and you're seeing something, but may not be quite the connection that you think it is. So there's lessons learned from what we're seeing within our mind. And just finally lifting up to that crown chakra, the chakra of spirituality, of energy, the chakra of protection as well. May you protect your heart. May you be clear in your visions. And we're just going to get this rainbow ball and roll it down the chakras, rolling down, gently down through the crown, rolling down through the third eye, rolling down through the throat, rolling down through the heart, rolling down through the solar, rolling down through the spleen, rolling down through the base and rolling down through the soles of our feet. Imagine yourself grounded, settled, happy, in control, forward thinking and not backward thinking. And take a nice deep breath in down to your stomach. Okay, nice and relaxed. And then this breath needs to come out like a beautiful white light up from your stomach and out. Blow it out. There we go. I've sent healing and Reiki, and I'm wondering if anybody has actually felt anything from that. It would be interesting to know. You can get hold of us on the Guiding Lights Facebook page. If you can't directly get in there, or you're having difficulty finding it, come and find either Jeanette or myself on Facebook. We have Jeanette Ann Coombe, Jannette Anne, and Coombe is Coombe. Okay, you'll see Jeanette's picture. It'll be the picture that you see on the Mike Spirit FM. Okay. If you want to get hold of me on Facebook, then it will be Medium Sarah May, Sarah May. Really good ways of connecting with us. If you want private readings with us, we do those via Skype, both of us do. You can get hold of us and ask us about those. And we're also offering now spiritual development, so we can develop you via Skype if you do so wish to get involved on a spiritual level. Okay, you get the benefit of Jeanette or I to do that for you. Okay, and that's something we can discuss with you privately. Jeanette will also teach tarot. So if anybody out there who wants to learn the tarot, Jeanette has the ability to teach you the tarot. And we're going to have a little bit of a swapsie, Jeanette and I, as I'm a Reiki master in Yusu and Teramaisuki, and Jeanette is an excellent tarot reader and an excellent tarot teacher. We're going to swap. And Jeanette's teaching me how to read tarot, which I have always struggled with, I'll be honest with you. Pick it up and put it down. I just can't get on with it. So we're going to see how I get on with the tarot. And I'm going to tune Jeanette to Reiki 1's, Reiki's level 1 and 2 in Yusu and Teramaisuki. And that's how we both share, okay? But we can share with you. If you do want to come and get hold of us, quickest, easiest way is Facebook. Jeanette Ann Coombe and Medium Sarah May. Okay, and we'll pop you, when you come onto our Facebook, you tell us where you're from, we'll pop you into the Guiding Lights page so that you then a part of that group, okay? And there's many, many great healers in there. There's people that listen to the show. There's lots of professional people in there as well. Okay. I'm wondering now if we've got Jeanette in here. Are you here, Jeanette?
I certainly am, guys, and I'm so sorry, but I've had maximum gremlins tonight. I thought I was never going to get in here. My actual computer died, everything went, and I had to start rebooting and just wait. So here I am, better late than never, eh?
Okay. You've obviously missed part of this. We've had a couple of songs, Jeanette. I've done a chakra cleanse. I've used some flowers, actually, to do it, which was just came out of the blue.
Well, that is absolutely lovely. And did you tell all our listeners that tonight's topic is going to be how to move on from having a broken heart, yeah?
Did, Jeanette. I've told them you've written a lovely poem. So I've done my bit. I'm going to hand over to you now, because I don't know healings or what you've got there, but the floor's all yours, my lovely.
Oh, that's lovely. Now, what I thought we'd do tonight, okay, for the viewers, sorry, for the listeners, is just really give them an opportunity to think about all the things that have upset them, you know, and to just move on from any issues or any upsets that's, you know, kind of holding them back, you know. So what I want to do tonight is just give people that opportunity to really kind of think about how the crystals can work with them. Now, if you are actually having some difficulties with moving on from a relationship, I find that what you need to do is keep yourself grounded and also keep yourself busy as well. And I think that cleansing and charging your crystals is very important. And maybe it would be nice if you kind of got yourself a little healing kit, you know, with maybe the chakra stones to go down, so that you could, on a regular basis, kind of just give yourself that 5 minutes of energy, if you like, with, you know, with doing it that way. And I'm really looking now at basically just helping people today, or this evening, to just really think about the person that's hurt them and always remember that there is light at the end of the tunnel, Sarah. So I've wrote this beautiful poem last night as we were talking about being brokenhearted and how it feels and all the emotions that you kind of go through. And I thought that this would be very nice for the listeners to think about. So here it goes. This is a lovely poem that Spirit helped me write last night. And it says, I'm here, I sit alone and I wait. I wait for the call that never comes. I'm alone, love is gone. He has moved on. My heart is in my hands, all broken, and I'm alone. Why don't you want me, I cry. I'm here, waiting alone, thinking, looking back into the past. Tears run from my soul, I'm alone. Why don't you want me, I cry. I think of the passion. I think of holding you, and then I cry, I'm alone. You're holding someone else now, love is gone. You couldn't tell me how or why or when you stopped loving me. Just sorry, but now that you don't want me and that you've moved on. Why don't you want me, I cry. Yet I'm here still grieving for the love that's gone. How it could have gone so wrong. Why don't you want me, I cry. I was yours forever, my body aches for you. Trying to sleep another night of tears. I'm alone with all these fears. Yet there must be hope and faith. The night turns to dawn, another new day. I awake to find signs, sunlight beaming in, dancing light. Angels have been with me. They heard me cry for love and help. They could see how my heart felt, like it was shattering. I didn't cry alone. They whispered to me, you will see love again, deeper, better love. Your heart will heal from the sadness and the pain. Your heart will feel again. Now, that is actually how it is, Sarah, when you are in that deep, deep, deep sadness of actually what it feels like. It just feels like as though it's almost like a kind of a bereavement. It's almost like someone has passed away, because the feeling is the same, that overwhelming sense of grief and loss for that person. And I think it's actually sometimes worse when you know that they are alive, if you like, because at least when they pass over loving you, and you can keep those memories close in your heart. But when they kind of walk away and leave you, especially if there's a third party involved, I feel that the sadness, the lack of confidence, the feeling of isolation, you know, everything changes in your life, because maybe you've been used to being a happy part of a group of married or partners, you know, where everybody used to go out together. So it's like not only does the person leave, but your whole world is turned upside down as well. And it is very daunting to feel that you are on your own. And I just want to say to people out there this evening, you're not on your own, actually. It may feel like that right now, but time and, you know, being proactive and really focusing on yourself and being kind to yourself, because you actually have had, you know, a bitter disappointment. And I would just say that the crystals that we've been talking about over the last couple of weeks will certainly help you. Certainly doing the grounding and the centering and the protecting, and certainly working with clear quartz and rose quartz around the heart chakra will greatly, greatly help you to feel the balance and just basically wear these crystals, carry them with you, you know, or if you're feeling a little emotional, have some rose quartz in your hand, or maybe a little bit of red jasper if you really feel like you need that positivity. But I just want to say to everyone out there that is feeling down tonight that Sarah and I are here to help you overcome things. And I'm really glad that I was able to get on to the show, albeit late, because I really knew that tonight's subject was going to be quite heartfelt, and there would be lots of listeners out there who, if they are going through these feelings like we've been talking about, will just, you know, just be grateful to know that there is light at the end of the tunnel if you really know where to look for it.
Certainly is, Jeanette. Do we know any good jokes?
Well, I think that is the best medicine, actually, Sarah, is laughter. So that's not really far off the mark, because I think, you know, life always looks and seems better when you can actually smile. And I think that's actually what a lot of people need to do, is smile through their tears, because, you know, laughter is a wonderful medicine.
Most definitely is, Jeanette. It's always worked for me, I tell you that now.
Yeah.
So that was lovely.
Thank you.
We've done our songs. We've done it sort of the opposite way around. Doesn't matter, because as long as it gets delivered, and, you know, your poem was absolutely lovely, Jeanette. When I heard you reading it, I thought, oh, that's lovely. Okay. And, you know, for all the people that are listening, or even not listening now, maybe they'll be listening later from the podcast, there is a podcast of the show. You can listen back again. So you can recapture that poem at any time you like when you re-listen to the show. Okay. Well, we've got some callers in, Jeanette. So shall we move over to the phone lines?
I think that's a very good idea. Yep, I really do.
Okay, who have we got on the line? Hello.
Hi.
I can't hear you very well, sweetheart. I think you said you were Cassie.
Yes.
I can hear you now. I think what happens with the phones, there's usually about a 10-second delay, so we don't always hear you straight away. But I can hear you loud and clear. Whereabouts are you, Cassie?
I'm in Maryland.
Maryland? I've not heard of Maryland.
In the United States, yeah.
In America. Lovely.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is there anything specifically you want me to look at, sweetheart, or do you want me to just tune in and see what I've got?
I'll probably just tune in would be good. I've had a terrible day today. Huh. I think it's that communication, that Mercury retrograde.
Is the one of those?
It's one of those days, yeah.
Yeah, my TV colleagues always talk about Mercury retrogrades, and I just think, I don't quite know what they are, but I do know the effects. For example, Jeanette's communications, and, you know, Jeanette's been happily Skyping all day. She's been busy working. And then as soon as it comes to do the show, it's all disconnected. So, but we're fighters. You know, we see it through. Okay,
yeah.
So let me just click into your energy and see where I am with you. Have you called into the show before, Cassie?
No, I haven't.
Okay, lovely. Well, welcome to Guiding Lights.
Thank you.
As I link in with you, I have achy legs. Okay? My legs started aching. My legs are aching.
Oh, okay.
All right? Now, I don't know whether this is you or somebody in spirit, but it's also almost like the tops of my legs from the knees up, my thighs, just feel very achy. Do you understand this?
I think it might be my father.
Okay. Is Dad in spirit, sweetie?
Yes.
Lovely. Okay. As I get that connection, my heart, I've got a pain in my heart, in my chest. It could go through to my back, okay? So I've either got something wrong with the back of my back, either my lungs or my chest or my heart, because it's getting quite heavy there, okay? So he's either telling me about himself or somebody around you, okay? And with this connection, I also get something wrong with my left eye, because my left eye feels a little bit weepy as well, okay? He gives me the month of April, sweetheart. Is April a relevant month connected with birthdays or passings?
Yeah, that's when he passed.
Okay, so he's just giving the April link with you. I feel like he's words slurred.
He's what?
Words slurred. You know when you slur, when you can't quite say your words properly?
Oh, okay.
Do you understand? Almost like I sound drunk, but I'm not drunk.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand this, sweetheart?
Not right now, no.
Okay. It's just almost like I go to speak and I've gone really slowly. Okay? That's the sense that I'm getting. That's what he's showing to me. Okay. He also brings in the month of November.
And we have two birthdays in November.
Okay. He tells me he's with you in November. Okay.
You said what?
He's with you in November.
Oh, in November?
Yeah. He's telling me that there's something that you need to do. Okay? Well, I'm just wondering this.
I'll tell you what I think he's thinking.
Okay, that's fine by me, but let me just see what I can link with this, sweetheart.
Okay.
What is it she's got to do, Dad? What is it that she's got to do? He does say pray, so I don't know whether you pray, not that you've got any reason to pray.
I pray all the time.
Right, okay, so you are praying, so that's important, okay, so you must be asking for something. You've got to write and communicate to somebody. You've got to sign something off. Do you understand?
I have to do what?
You've got to write and communicate to somebody and sign something off.
Oh, okay.
Is this what you were thinking, or is it something else?
No, I was thinking of something else.
Okay. The communication, is this connected to the family member?
Not sure.
Okay. Who's Tom?
He has a nephew, Tom.
Right. He's just giving me
that. He has a brother-in-law, Tom.
Lovely. Not really clearly giving me what it is that you have to do. But I do know I've got sore eyes now. So have you got to have an eye test as well, just looking at the eye side of things?
I think he's with me on my new spiritual journey, and maybe he's saying for write, I need to maybe write in a journal.
Okay, what, you writing a book, are you, Kathy?
No, I don't, but I need to do that.
Oh, because I did say written communication and sign something off, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
See? So that's what it was. I know I say certain words, you see, and I think you've just said back to me what I had said to you, but I don't think you grasped it in the way that I'd given it to you. When he's saying sign something off, I feel like write whatever it is you have to write and almost like get it published, sign it off, okay? Because I do think you have within you the ability to communicate through the written word. There's a lot of frustrations within you. okay? And I feel they will come out and you will heal with your writings.
Uh-huh.
Okay? He gives me the name Jane. Is Jane, somebody's Jane?
Yeah, that's his sister-in-law.
Lovely. He's going in with the in-laws then, isn't he, tonight?
Yeah, he is.
They do that. They go on a common theme with me. I might mention everybody you work with, or I might mention your brothers and sisters, but this one seems to be the in-laws.
Said that write and communicate, I know my sister has to sign some papers over to do with him, so I wasn't sure.
It's probably a bit of both then, sweetheart.
It's
probably a bit of both.
Uh-huh.
It's what you're doing, what you're needing to do on your spiritual levels.
Right.
But it's also what your sister is needing to do as well. And he gives me the name Mary.
Mary.
Mary or Marie.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So take that name, because I do feel that name is relevant with you. Okay? Mary or Marie. He gives me December, and I feel like I want to give you the 5th of December.
I have a birthday on the 13th.
Okay, well, maybe the 13th is your birthday, but something coming up on the 5th of December.
Okay.
Okay, watch for that. And I feel like I've got a basket with loose flowers in it. So have you got dried flowers in a basket?
Not that I know of.
Okay, it's the type of basket where it's got a handle on it, and it's wooden, and the flowers look like they are dried flowers to me. So if you don't place these where you are now, you'll either place them in the past or you'll place them in the future.
Okay.
All right. He's telling me to tell you to believe in yourself. You understand?
Yeah, that's what my spiritual journey.
Yeah. The thing is, even though he's not here, although he is here, really, even though he's not here on a physical level to almost like lift you and push you a little bit, he's feeling that he can do that from the spiritual side. And I get a sense that you will do some automatic writing, which is where you put your fingers on the pen to the paper, and your hands will move.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And he shows me a clock carriage. Was there a carriage clock on a mantelpiece?
Oh, because his picture's over here.
Over by the clock, is it?
Yes, it is.
Right, he's showing me that. Now, does your clock stop working?
Let me see. The battery might be dead in it.
He tells me 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock? Let's see. No, it's not 2 o'clock, but it's not working.
Maybe it's not working at 2 o'clock.
It's 6:15.
Is it 6:15? I don't know what time. We don't know what the time is. I love clocks like that, don't you?
Yeah.
Clock's not working. We don't have to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, he's just telling me about getting the battery for the clock for you. But I'm wondering if 2 o'clock is relevant with you or relevant around him. So maybe have a little bit of a think about that.
Yeah, I'll have to think about it.
Okay. And there's some sort of a church with white doors, which are what's the shape? How do I explain that shape? Curved at the top, the doors are. Arched doors. Do you know where this is?
No. It might be the church that he used to go to.
Right, in the past. He connects around a Michael.
Michael. Okay.
And I'm just wondering if there's a new church coming in for you, and there's a Michael coming in around you somewhere.
I know, I always talk to Archangel Michael.
that may be the connection then, the Archangel Michael. Okay? Okay, that's about it, my darling. He brings you his love.
Aww.
I'd like to thank you so much for calling in. And I'd like to say to you, come by and listen back on Mike Spirit FM Guiding Lights. Just click on the Mike Spirit FM link. You'll see the Guiding Lights show, 30th of July. Just click on the blue line and you'll be able to listen back.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, darling. Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, darling.
Oh, that was lovely, Sarah, wasn't it, eh?
Yeah.
Really some lovely, clear evidence there for that lady, you know, for her to go away and be comforted that, you know, that her loved ones in spirit are with her. And I just want to see who we have next on the line and say hello. Welcome to Guiding Light.
Hello.
Hi there. Could I just ask you for your name, please?
My name's Carol.
Hi, Carol. Now, Carol, can I just have your date of birth, darling?
Yes, it's the 1st of the 1st, 1957.
Okay, darling, so that makes you a fantastic Capricorn. And how can I help you this evening? Because, you know, as I'm linking in with your energy, I just have to say to you, you need to take charge of a situation, Carol. Do you understand that?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm really drawn to, at the moment in your life, your life seems to be pulled in several directions, and it's almost as if you seem to feel that you haven't got any control over what's going on around you, okay? And I just feel that this is partly to do with the fact that it's like other people seem to be placing restrictions around you. Can you emphasize with that, please, my love?
I can, yes.
Yes. And I feel that this... this has been feeling like this now, I would say steadily, since around about your birthday in January, actually, because I feel since the start of this year, there's been a multitude of things for you to overcome, or at least try to, and as you actually go in to try and get something sorted out, there seems to be something else that comes forward for you as well. So it's like I'm constantly dodging the balls, really, because I don't know when the next kind of thing is going to come towards me. Does that make sense, darling, how I'm feeling like this with you?
Yes.
Right, okay. So we've got the link strongly. I've got the Wheel of Fortune here, okay? I'm linking in with my guides, but I'm also drawn to pick a couple of cards for you as well. And I've also got my Archangel Michael card, which is all about self-esteem. So I feel with you low self-esteem, because it's almost as if other people have been chipping away at your self-confidence and your self-worth, and you've just been feeling exhausted and overwhelmed and worn out with everyone.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I feel that as I want to take you into the autumn now, I really want you to start doing work on yourself. And I know that the theme of the show is about being brokenhearted. I don't feel that you're actually heartbroken in a physical way, that you've lost someone, you know, in a relationship. But I do feel that you have been quite heartbroken over the way some people take advantage of you, my love. Do you understand how I'm feeling like that?
Yep.
Okay. And I need you to build you up. I need you to start taking some time out for yourself. I need you to start really looking after your physical body, okay? And just taking that time not to be kind of, because sometimes I feel like as though there's a dark cloud comes over you. And I don't feel that you're a depressed person, but I feel other people's energy kind of make you feel quite down and drained.
Yep.
Okay, and I want you to take that away from yourself and get yourself in a situation where you kind of just maybe take a walk, you know, in a park, or just take a walk by the beach. Just see a little bit of nature. Just do something that you need to do so that you're not actually overwhelmed by other people's energy, especially if it's a little bit draining. And I just want to say that there's a celebration coming in around you, okay? Because I've got joy guides coming in to help you to overcome these, okay? Basically, I want to take you to the month of about the month of May, okay, of this year, because I feel the month of May of this year was a little bit of a struggle. And I do feel as we go on to the month of May next year, things are going to go full cycle. So all the difficulties that you've experienced last year is going to turn back around by next May. And things are going to be going on for you in a much better feeling of I'm happier, I've got some more control over my life, I'm not exhausted, I'm not at everybody's beck and call 24/7, I'm taking the time out that I need to put the boundaries in my life. That's what I feel is definitely missing with you. It's almost as if you feel like as though you can't deny people things, and I think the word that you need to be looking for is no.
Yeah.
Okay, because there's other people's energies coming around you quite strong. And also, have you lost a female relative, please, within the last 5 to 6 years around you?
Excuse me, yes.
Yes, because her energy is drawing close now, okay? Lovely lady. Was this your mum, please, darling? Because I'm feeling a very motherly link with this lady.
Yes.
Yes, bless her heart. Well, she doesn't want you to cry. That's what I want you to say, first things first. Because your mum, okay, loved life. And she loved you and she loved her life, the time that she had. And what she doesn't want to see you is tears falling. She wants you to start smiling. And I think she's come in so strongly tonight because she is aware of the fact that you down on this side of the earth plane is kind of running around doing for everybody else and really being a little bit worn out because people are expecting too many things of you and you're not having enough time to just be you, Carol, and enjoy your own personal life. Did this lady pass over with pains in her chest, please?
Yes.
Because I've just been having a pain put on my chest, like as though I'm tightening. So it's either she passed over with some kind of an emphysema because I feel that her chest was really bad before she went, although I do feel her heart took her over in the end. But I think I'm breathing and I've got difficulties breathing. My chest is tightening. So she either had some asthma or she had some kind of an issue with her lungs before she passed. Can you take that, please?
I can, yes.
Okay. Well, she's showing me now. She's showing me herself. And as I'm seeing her, okay, she's surrounded by white light. And she's smiling. And she's looking at me as if to say, look, you see, my lungs are fine now. I can breathe. And she's really free to be who she was. Did she have brown hair, darling, when she was younger?
Yes, she did.
Because her hair is darker, so she's showing me younger. And her eyes are very pretty. She had like a heart-shaped face, your mum.
Yeah.
Really pretty face. When she was younger, she was what you would call a very attractive lady. I don't feel she was very big, though, but she was very petite and very pretty when she was younger.
Yep.
Okay, well, she's showing me herself like that now. And I feel for you, I feel that she wants to wrap you in her arms, really, and just protect you, and just to offer you love and support. I'm feeling drawn to purple when I'm linking in with you and her, because it's almost like as though she wants to protect you in a spiritual vibe. And I'm also getting drawn to the colour silver with you as well, okay, which is a high vibration spiritual colour. She's showing me silver, she's showing me lilacs, because it's like she wants to protect you. And she also wants you to develop yourself on a higher level, because it's like you're very interested in what we do, but you also lack confidence. And I feel with you, you are what I would call a natural healer, darling.
Yeah.
Okay, because you always care for everyone anyway, so you're healing without realizing.
Okay.
And she just wants to bring in love, and she just wants to bring in her comfort for you. Who is Dan, please, or Daniel?
Daniel.
Daniel, that Danny, or that's a name that sounds like very much like that, please. Or Davy. Daniel?
Yeah.
Or Davy?
Yeah.
Who is that, please? Do you understand that name?
Alan's
son. I do know somebody called Daniel, yeah.
Daniel. Has that boy been having difficulties of his own lately, please?
I don't know. I don't see him that often.
Okay. Because I'm just feeling, okay, that with her, she's just showing you things, showing you family members. So maybe you're going to have some contact from Daniel's family regarding a situation. Because I'm feeling drawn, okay, to your mum saying that you was devoted to her when you when she was on this side. You was a wonderful daughter. What she's actually saying to you now, that she's bringing unconditional love in for you. Okay, and it's almost like divine mother and child. So she loves you dearly, and she's bringing that love around you. And she knows, okay, that sometimes you feel a little bit isolated, and that you feel like it's, so there's a lot of solitude around you. You haven't got anybody to help you sometimes with the heavy load you carry with different things. But she just wants you to refocus your life, and really wants to show you all the gifts of love that she's trying to bring in for you, and that she just wants you to turn the corner to open the new doors that you need to do to allow this new energy and this new love to come in. It's about really having lessening the restrictions that's been put around you, and really, really focusing on, you know, your inner child yourself. So that tells me when I feel the inner child, I feel have some fun. You know, don't make your life so heavy duty as it is. Go out and just be you. And don't always be thinking about doing everything for everybody else. There's no shame in wanting to have some time out for yourself. And also as well, Carol, I have to say that you seem to be standing in the shadows lately. So it's like as though you're afraid to become you. I feel like as though you've had a hurt in the past. Within the last 5 to 7 years, there's been a lot of hurt around you that you were trying to deal with. And I do feel that with the right energy, the right balance, more fun, more laughter. Your mother had a lovely smile, by the way, because she's smiling at me now. Your life is going to go back on track, my love. And I feel that's the message that she's bringing in for you.
Yeah.
Okay, and I would like to thank you for connecting with me this evening. Is there any other questions that you would like me to have a look at quickly now before we go, please?
No, it's just I didn't get a chance to say goodbye to my mum.
She knows that, my love. She's with you anyway. Her love is unconditional, you know, and I think she knows that the circumstances why you couldn't, and you've said goodbye to her, but it's a case of her heart will always be there for you, and that there will always be a bond between you. You see, when you love someone, it doesn't die when that person passes over. That love is eternal, and she just wants to bring that eternal lasting love in for you, my love.
Okay.
Thank you so much for allowing me to link in with you this evening. And connecting to guiding lights.
Okay, thank you. God bless you.
Thank you very much, my love. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, that's nice, Jeanette.
Thank you.
Oh, do we have another caller online?
I think we do. Yes, I'm sure we do. Hello. Hello.
Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you?
I'm going to pass you over to Sarah, and she's going to say hi. Welcome to Guiding Lights.
Thanks, Jeanette. Hello, sweetheart. And who am I speaking to?
How are
to?
You?
I'm good. I'm good.
This is Benita. This is Benita.
Sunita?
Yes.
I'm glad I got that right. I always try and catch the name and miss it, but I don't want to get people's names wrong. So it's Sunita. And whereabouts are you, Sunita, darling?
I'm actually in the United States.
Lovely. Okay, I can tell you in the United States because obviously your accent, but I was just wondering whereabouts you were. Was there anything specifically?
South.
Okay. Anything specifically you wanted me to look at, Sunita, or do you want me to just link in with you?
Please just link in.
Right. As I was saying, do you want me to link in? I had a feeling you were going to say that. I've got a whistling in my ear. Has anybody had tinnitus or something wrong with their ear whereby there's either a white noise or a noise in their ear?
Not that I know of.
Right, because that's the first thing I got. It's almost like a whistling sound in my left ear. Okay. Has anybody had a problem with a hearing aid or had a hearing aid?
No.
No. Okay. Just take that then, sweetheart, because it's there and I can't deny it, but it's there. Just have a think about it. Okay. Around my back area, I feel like I've got lots of aching. Okay. Now, this isn't a lung problem or anything like this. This is just at the top upper part of my back. Okay. I feel like there's pressure and there's aching. Is this around yourself or around somebody in spirit?
It could be around me. I always have a like stress tends to be in my neck area.
Okay, yeah, because it wasn't lungs, it wasn't sort of that part of the back, it was up. And I just felt pressure and tension, but I felt it slightly lower than the neck, I will be honest with you there. But it's almost like it's a presence there. It's like an aching pain, and that's what I'm feeling with you. I feel like I have a lady with me here, okay, and with this lady, she's either telling me about her stomach problems, her tummy, stomach pains, or yours.
Probably is it hers.
It's almost like it's, it's quite painful actually. It's my upper bowel, I feel, though. I don't, you know, it's just above my stomach and just under my ribs. That's the feeling where I feel a lot of pressure, and almost like a lot of condensed pain in that particular area. Okay. She hasn't got it now. She's just bringing it to me so that I can tell you what I can feel. Okay, sweetheart. Who's Kate or Kathy around you? Katie or Kathy?
Catherine.
Catherine? Who's that, darling?
It could be the lady that raised me that's passed on, or I have another aunt named Catherine, too.
Right. I think it's the lady that raised you because I feel like I'm a mother. Felt like I had a mother with you. Okay?
Yeah.
And did this lady have stomach problems?
She had a hernia that slipped out of place.
That's it. I can feel it. And that's in the tummy. Okay. She brings you a lot of love. For some reason, was there some sort of disconnection with this lady?
Disconnection.
Had you not seen her for a while?
She died while I was in high school.
Oh, I see. So you were quite young. Okay. She gives me the month of June. Is this a birthday around you or something around her?
Perhaps maybe around either June or July for her. I'm not sure.
Okay. And as she's getting a little bit stronger, I've got a problem with my throat. Now, I don't know whether this is her or somebody around you.
I'm not sure.
Don't know. It feels like I've got a bit of a knot in my throat. On the actual inside of my neck, some sort of a knot or something there. Okay. It could well be because they're giving me a knot. It could be something to do with, what's it called when you have that thyroid? Has anybody got a thyroid problem?
I don't think so.
Okay. Just take that because I particularly get that. I'm either overactive or underactive thyroid. That's the feeling that I'm getting. Okay. She's always been with you, and she's always been an angel surrounding you, okay? Mm-hmm. I get a sense that 16 may have been a troublesome year for you, the age of 16.
God, that was so long ago, it's hard for me to remember.
I know, sometimes I have to go back to energies to heal them, and I just get a sense that there was upset around about that age. So if you can't think about it now, in the short time that we have, place it in your memory banks, listen back to the show anyway, and maybe something will trigger with you at that age of 16, okay? But what I will give you is that I felt uncertain as to where I was living at this age, okay? Didn't know where I was living. That's the feeling that I got, or felt a little bit lost, okay?
Perhaps
right.
Maybe when she died.
Ah, okay, darling. Just take that then. And who's Paul around you?
Paul?
Paul.
Maybe Pawa.
Pawa? Who's that, sweetie?
I think it was her husband. Is he of energy too?
Okay. Is he in spirit?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Now, was there a close connection with him and you as well?
No, not too very much. I mean, he was the provider of the family. He was, you know, her husband.
Okay. We'll just take that anyway, because obviously that might be just evidence coming from her so that you know that I'm with you. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, have I got trains near you? Why do I see trains? Trams or trains? I don't know. Do you have trains in America? I mean, I'm totally not, totally.
Yes,
you do.
We have trains.
I'm sorry.
And
I don't
we
want
have
to be...
light rails.
You do? Okay. Because we have trains in England. I've never been to America. I don't know what it's like over there. But I can see trains, okay? So there's some connection where you're going on the train or something to do with the train, okay? And I also want to give you the name Margarita or Margaret.
Margarita
or Margaret?
No.
Take it because it's there for you. Okay. I get a May link with you as well. Whose birthday's in May or passing in May?
In May? Birthday in May. You know, I don't know.
Okay. Was there anything happened around about the May time with you where there was a little bit of an upset, a cutting of ties?
Maybe it was my divorce. I mean, maybe it was my separation. I don't know.
Because I just feel I'm grieving or there's some finalization around about that time, okay? And has there been a gentleman around you in the last 6 months?
My ex-husband. We're going through a divorce.
No, I feel like I've got a new energy here. Has there been a gentleman around you who's befriended you or helped you?
Yes.
Thank you. I get a strong feeling with this gentleman who's been befriending you and helping you. And I feel like he supported you a lot. Okay. I do want to give you the name David. I don't know whether this is his name or whether this is the name of somebody around you, but I feel a strong connection with this name for you. Okay. I also want to give you the 19th of September. So, you know, listen back to the show and take a note of the date, because they're giving me the 19th of September. It's been quite a productive time around you. Okay. They're bringing me towards October, and they're giving me a key to give to you, sweetheart. Okay? Some sort of a key. And a key to me is a new beginning. It could be a new door. It could be a new lock to a door. Or it could just be a new beginning, a new way of life for you. Okay? And I feel this has been a long time coming for you. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Yeah? The opportunities are coming for you, but they're not coming within the next few weeks, is what I want to say to you. We need to look more towards the middle of September and the October time, where change is coming in for you, and it's the kind of change that you have been dreaming of and you have been praying for. Okay? They also give me a November birthday around you. Okay, so or November celebration of some sort, where I feel like in the November time there may be a party, there may be a big get together, okay, and somebody is making, they look like scones to me, but they're like bready cakes, okay, rocky cakes or bready cakes. Somebody's making these cakes and they've got a lot of butter in them, that's the feeling that I get, and I just can see a plate full of these cakes. So I don't know whether somebody used to make these for you. Almost like sultana cakes. Do you understand? Like rock cakes. I don't know what you call them in America. But I can just see that this is being given to you. And this is spiritual food. Okay? And it's about substance. It's about everything that you need, but not too flamboyant for you. Okay? And I can see white curtains. Where is the white curtains?
White curtains. Where is the white curtains? I don't know where the white curtains are.
Okay. Are you having new curtains?
No.
Okay, wait and see then, because I can see them clearly. They've got stripes in them, but they're like different beveled shades of white, okay, and they're patio curtains, and they're against a patio window, and you'll know about these curtains, sweetheart. Okay. Who's John?
John. I don't think I have a John. Maybe there's a Joe.
No, because I know the difference between John and Joe. Wait and see then what comes in around a John. Okay. Often I can give evidence of survival, but I can often give people a lot of things that are coming up. So just wait and see what happens with that. Because I'm on track with you, and I know what I've got is with you, sweetheart. Okay. I also get the name of Sue, Susan, or Sue. Okay. These people don't necessarily have to be in spirit. They could be around you. They could be neighbours or people that you work with. Okay. But take it anyway. All right.
Okay.
Is there anything that you want to ask me before we call off?
Yes. Can you ask Mother, why is it that, or can I ask you, why is it that I never see my real mother? Why does she never come to me in spirit? But tell Mother that I love her and tell her I appreciate her always being with me.
Okay. I think that the love of this lady that brought you up was so motherly and loving and caring that she likes to come to you, okay? She has this love to show to you. I don't think that your own maternal mother has issues with you at all, and I think she is around you, okay? This maternal mother, did she have something wrong with her leg?
It was probably hard for her to walk sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, because I get a feeling that I've got something wrong with my leg or something wrong with my legs, okay? And she gives me a January connection around you. Where am I in January? Why is she giving me that connection?
That's when I was born, January 13th.
There you go, my darling. She's giving you your birthday, okay? I do get chest problems around this lady as well. I don't know whether there was something wrong physically with her chest or whether it was internally with her chest, but I get a feeling that there's something there. I do feel that... where am I going with this? She was a woman of not many words. That's my feeling. Didn't really say much. Okay. This is a personality that I bring through with this lady. I didn't say much. I didn't have many words to say. I'm lacking in confidence. I wasn't a very confident lady. Or if I did say things, I said the wrong things. I always got it wrong. Okay. And she gives me February as well. I mean, I know your birthday's in January, but she also gives me February as well. Okay. Take that February link around her. And was there some sort of chain or something or a necklace or maybe a cross or something that belonged to this lady?
That I don't know.
Right. Did you not see her before she passed, sweetheart?
I saw her, but she was being taken in the ambulance.
Okay.
So that is my
last thoughts. Yeah. There's a chain or there's a cross, and I don't know how long ago this was with you, but she shows it to me. I don't know whether she wore it, whether she was religious, but I just see this cross or this chain connecting with her. And she tells me that she's definitely going to be with you in September. Okay. Something coming up in September for you, so it might be family linked around about that 19th of September time. I feel like there's a big turnaround coming for you, so she is around you, sweetheart. Okay. And if you want to have a listen back to the show, obviously some of the names you haven't picked up, but take a note of them because they'll come in around you, and usually this is better evidence than actually evidential evidence, because they show you that they're with you in the coming time. It's not just about now. Do you understand?
I do.
All right, darling. Big, big pleasure, okay? And thank you for calling into the show.
Thank you so very much.
Big pleasure, darling. See you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
See you.
There we go. Okay. Jeanette?
Yes, that was fabulous as well. We're having some really lovely people listening to the show tonight, and you and me are both bringing in such lovely clarity from our guides and from their loved ones. I think we're going to a song next, Sarah, and or maybe one or two songs, and then we're going to be coming back, and the lines will be open again.
Lovely. Okay, are we going to have another call, or are we having, is there someone here? Okay, I think we've got, the next song is coming in, Sarah, or have we got a caller online? I would imagine we've got a caller, probably go after a song in a couple of, after a couple of calls, Jeanette.
Okay, no problem, because I thought we were having two, but that's fine. Lovely. I'd like to say, I know, communication retrograde is all going on tonight, Sarah. I'm waiting for the other song to start. Oh, my Lord. Okay, can I say hi and welcome to Guiding Lights?
Hello.
Hello, is there anybody out there who is waiting to connect with us?
Yes, hello.
Hi there. You switched Jeanette on. Can I just ask you for your name, please, my love?
Sure, it's Georgette.
That's pretty. Okay, Georgette, can I have your date of birth, darling?
Sure, 7/17/1958.
Right, okay. So you're a lovely Cancerian, yeah? Okay. Now then, darling, how can I help you this evening? Is there anything that you need to concentrate on tonight, please?
Yeah, well, if I had to choose one thing, that would be career right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Have you been holding on tightly to kind of a situation that you are really undecided about, but you're thinking, well, maybe I should stay here because it's balanced, but you're not really happy?
Well, actually, I was feeling that for a little while, and
yeah,
just got word that the universe wants to release that for me. So,
because I feel it is tuning. Okay, I just need to say that.
I just got word this past Friday from the owner of the company, and actually, it did not make me sad at all. However, reality is biting today.
Yes. Are you now as well waiting for news for something else, please? Because I've got news coming in for you soon.
Yeah, I mean, I do want the next bigger and better opportunity to present itself. I'm feeling it around me. It's just a matter of presenting itself
to
me.
Well, I feel that there's a new contract coming for you in August, okay? And I feel that this is something that you're very focused on. And also, I've got a lot of area around the crown chakra with you, so you're doing a lot of thinking about where you want to be. So
yes,
it's almost as if you're creating where you need to be. You know, you're not one of these people that are sitting there and going with the flow and thinking, oh, well, if it's for me, it's coming. You're actually seeking and focusing your energies and visualizing it really coming forward to you.
Yes.
Because
I would
feel that, yeah, definitely drawn to that with you. I feel that you've had 5 difficult months and the last 2 years has been a little bit of a roller coaster ride for you.
Yes.
I feel that there's been a lot of emotional issues around you besides what's been going on with work.
Yes.
So you've had to deal with the unpleasantness and the unsettlement of work, but also you coming through the door at home, because when I'm with you now, coming, putting my key through the door, I'm not feeling like this is a happy space. I'm feeling like a big sigh, you know, like here I am again. Do you understand, my love?
You mean the past 2 years or
yes,
currently at the moment?
Around you over the past 2 years.
Yes, correct.
Yes. Okay, and I feel that your home should be somewhere where you feel like as though you're loved and chilled and is your sanctuary. But there's
mm-hmm.
been tensions and disappointments and emotional things and rocky patches. And now this seems to be all around you. But I do see that you're working your way through this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Also, I just need to say to you, are you thinking of moving, please?
Yes.
Yeah, because I feel that there is something coming in for you, somewhere that's going to have a lot of pretty flowers around it, and I do feel that it's either going to be surrounded by a little white fence, okay, or the house itself is going to be white. And I do feel that the roof tiles are going to be like a browny red colour, so it's almost as if this, to me, looks like a Spanishy kind of a feel about this house.
I love that.
Okay.
Yes.
And I know that you're obviously in America, so you're not in Spain, but I do feel that there's that kind of a feel coming in for you, whether it's an apartment, whether this area is close to you, or whether there's other houses around you that look like that. I see you in that area, somewhere where there's pretty gardens. They have arches to go in through a little cul-de-sac of little houses that look like that.
Okay.
And I want you to check that out because I'm really seeing that very strongly coming forward to you. I feel like with you, you have had to be very strong, okay? Yeah. And as a Cancerian, your home is your family or your heart. Mm-hmm. And the very fact that you've had to deal with all these things at home is making you extra specially sensitive to other things and to work-related things. And it's almost as if with you, okay, it's like you've been going into work and you've just been trying to get on with it, so you've been putting up a cover, but inside you've been feeling really deeply hurt about a situation. Does that resonate with you, my love?
No, not really.
Because there's definitely been a situation that's been hurting you, okay? So it's either the work situation where you are or the situation around you at home, but there's definitely been an imbalance and they haven't been meeting each other in a good way. It's been like your life has been a little bit up and down.
Yeah.
Okay? And I do feel, okay, that with you, you are a very creative person, and you also are a very, very strong, determined person as well. I've just got energy coming in around you. You're a very spiritual person. I've got a gentleman that comes in around you who's passed over, and I feel that this has got a feel of either a father or an uncle, but a parental feel about this gentleman. I feel when he was on this side, he had some kind of a uniform on because he was very upstanding. Do you understand who I'm picking up with you?
No, I really don't know the uniform.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay, because he's showing it to me. Okay, so there's a reason. So maybe he's showing me this for a reason that you haven't kind of figured it out yet. Sometimes when we have these things, we need to take time and think about things. Mm-hmm. But I feel with the uniform, maybe he's telling me that you need to have more structure in your life because things have been disarrayed, disorganized, and he's kind of bringing in the uniform as a kind of an image for me to give you, because sometimes they bring in things to me and it's like a jigsaw puzzle. You've got to put things together, literally. But I do feel with you, okay, that there is love on the other side. I am definitely linking with a male energy. He seems to be quite tall, quite a direct person, but warm as well. Do you understand who I'm picking up? And there seems to be an S sound in his name as well. So he's either Steve or a Stan, but there is an S sounding name to him. If it's not for him, there's someone closely connected to him with those names.
Okay. No, I can't identify that right now.
Okay, we'll take that, okay, because sometimes when you come in and then you have these readings on the spot, you're thinking, oh, I don't know, but then they are coming there for you.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, my love, okay, you've been through a very difficult phase and you are coming out of it the right way. Your life is on a balance right now, and I do feel that you're looking around at all areas and all directions. I feel the security has been, your security has been shaken to the core, and I do feel that you are desperately trying to get the balance and building up your life again. So for me, what I feel for you, I have to say, is that there's choices coming in, there's decisions coming in, and your loved ones in spirit are kind of guiding you on the right path to where you need to be. Now, is there any other questions that you'd like to ask me, please, before we say thank you for connecting with us?
No, I guess, what the time frame is. My question is, what is the time frame when that new opportunity will begin to present itself?
I feel August is a good month, okay? But I do feel that within the next 3 months, there's going to be a lot of endings and new starts. And I feel that with you, you're walking into a smoother journey. It's not going to be as difficult as the last 3 years have been. There seems to be a more feeling of contentment around you, especially I feel the home area, because I do see that coming in. And I do feel more communication and conversation with someone that's been a little bit emotionally cold or closed towards you. So it's like this phase is coming and it's a phase that you've really needed, because the restrictions that have been around you, I want to take you by the hand and I want you to kind of you know, unchain yourself from all the difficulties that have been affecting you. You're a very analytical person. You're thinking quite a lot. Maybe you're overanalyzing things. And I think perhaps what you need to do is just take that leap of faith, because sometimes we can analyze our way out of things as well.
And is there a position that you can give me some qualities, characteristics about that I can identify? Like, is it, you know, what area, what arena, what business?
For you?
Yeah.
Well, I think you're quite multitasked, okay? And I think you could turn your hand to a lot of areas, you know? So I feel you're one of these lucky people who can apply themselves in many directions.
Yeah.
But I feel for you, anything working and helping people would be good for you, whether it's in customer services, whether it's direct one-to-one, or whether it's based in an environment where there's a lot of people. I feel that that's when you shine, because you're a good team player. You're also a very caring person as well.
Okay. Okay,
okay,
wonderful.
My love, thank you so much. And it's been
thank
lovely
you.
Connecting with you. And
oh.
I say thank you very much. And
yes.
It's been lovely talking to you on Guiding Lights. And goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hello there. Well, we're going to go over to the final song of the show, and then we're coming back to finish off with readings. If you do want to connect in with Jeanette and I on a personal level, then you can get hold of us on Facebook, Jeanette Ann Coombe, or Medium Sarah May. I would give you Jeanette's website address. There's lots of underscores in there, and I can't remember where they are.
Or Skype me, I think it's easier. Jeanette Ann Psychic, all one
yeah.
word.
You know, I don't know my Skype name, Jeanette. How good is that? Probably Sarah May Psychic or Medium Sarah May, I don't know. But Facebook's a good one to get hold of us. So if you do want to have a private one-to-one reading where we can obviously give you a lot more in-depth information,
yeah.
We would love to share with you. And we're just going to move over to a song, and we'll be back with you shortly.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody, to Guiding Lights with myself, Sarah May, and the fantastic Jeanette and Coon. And we're opening up the lines again for callers for the last 25 minutes of the show. Is there anybody online?
I'm online.
Would you like a reading today?
Oh, yeah, I'd love a reading, but no, I think the viewers need your guidance more than me tonight. Although, having said that, because it's been a little bit Mercury in retrograde, maybe not, Sarah. Maybe I need it.
They're listeners, Jeanette, not viewers. Do we have anybody online? Mr. P, are you there? Oh dear, I'm wondering if there's anything happened, Jeanette.
You know, Sarah, I knew that this was going to be this kind of a show tonight from the word go get. So I think what we're going to have to do by here now is just have a look at things. And I'm going to have a look at my beautiful Ask the Guides card. And I've just pulled out a lovely card for all the listeners tonight. And it's all about just really, you know, focusing on, you know, where you need to be and taking your life path numbers and just taking your journeys and just resonating with who you are from the inside. I think there's someone coming in for us now to have a little chat with. But if, you know, if they are having problems, no worries, we'll just move on to the next one. So what we have to do now is just really think about everything that's in our lives to make us happy. And what we've also got to have a look is look at all the things in our lives that are not making us happy. And I think sometimes it's about sitting there and really having a bit of a life declutter and about moving away from things, Sarah, that are making us mm-hmm. feel very discontent and negative to bring more happiness around into our energy.
Definitely, Jeanette. You know, we won't be fazed by a Mercury retrograde. We just keep on going. And I think in life, we keep on going.
Exactly.
You know, it's important. Life's like a wheel.
Mm.
Okay, imagine yourself on a wheel. Sometimes it gets a little bit stuck, but the whole dynamic of a wheel is it will always move because it's round. So if you're feeling a little bit stuck and in life where you've had a little bit of a heartache, it always heals. You know, it always gets better. And there's always new growth coming in as well, providing you let it, you know. Be open to change, be open to move, and close the doors and don't look back. That's the best way to look at it. I do believe we have a caller there. Is there anybody there online to talk to us?
Yes. Hello.
Aha. Hello, darling.
Hi, how you doing?
Sarah May. I'm very well. How are you?
Pretty good. I was
okay.
Wondering, can you tell me if there's any loved ones around me? And if there is, do they have a message for me?
Okay. What's your name, sweetheart?
Shirley.
Shirley. Okay, darling. Have you connected him before? Either you've connected him before or... you're a very spiritual person because I feel like I know you.
I probably was on here before, yeah.
That's okay. I know because I do thousands of readings, but sometimes I can hear a voice and I can think, either this person's really spiritual or I know them, or I've had a reading, you know, they've had a reading with me because I did connect with your voice. Okay, let's have a look and see what we've got with you very quickly, Shirley. Right. Okay. I feel like I've got a lady who rubs her hands.
A lady what, hon?
Rubs her hands. I'm rubbing the tops of my hands. So this is either the lady in spirit or somebody around you. Okay? You know when you rub your hands together?
No, I don't rub my hands together now.
Right. The lady in spirit then, it's almost like my hand is rubbing over the top of my other hand and she's just doing this, okay? This is the connection that I get with her.
Mm-hmm.
She gives me, I feel like I've got something wrong with my throat, either around her or somebody around you, because my throat feels quite blocked and I'm wondering if this is to do with communication, okay? But the lady... is sewing as well. So who's the lady in the spirit world who was a seamstress or sewed things?
I don't know.
Okay. Did anybody do tapestry, or have you got any tapestries anywhere?
What is that, hon?
Tapestry. It's threads of cotton, and you make a picture, and you hang it. Darning. It's like tapestry. Like a picture.
Well, did somebody make me a picture, or is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Can I have it?
Oh.
What would the picture be of, do you know?
I can see a house, something to do with a house, like a tapestry. Or if you got a picture on your wall, or have you had a picture in the past, which was made from darning, from sewing, which is materialistic one, rather than a painted picture.
No, I don't have any of that on.
Okay, is this connected with somebody in spirit?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, because I can just see this picture, right? Who's Mary around you?
Who's Mary?
Or Marie?
Oh, I know a Marie, yeah.
Right. And how does this Marie connect in with you?
She's like a friend to me, yes.
Okay, so Spirit are just telling me about this Marie, okay. Have you got... in about 2 or 3 weeks, is there some sort of important appointment coming up for you?
In about another 2 to 3 weeks? I don't know. Not that I know of.
Are you waiting for an appointment? This is connected around finances and money.
No.
Right, we'll wait and see then, because they're giving me something connected with financial money, and it's coming up into 3 weeks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wait and see for that to happen. I also get
the
name Dawn.
Does it look good with money, or...?
They're not really saying what it is. They're just telling me there's an appointment coming up for you, and
okay.
It's in 2 or 3 weeks. I'm not really getting a connection as to whether it is good or whether it's bad.
Okay.
But I do feel like it's something that's got to be signed or closed off, or some change coming in around you.
Okay.
It's coming in August. It's something coming in August. But I do feel it will almost like push you in a different direction. That's my feeling. Okay? But it will be positive, because anything in life is positive as far as I'm concerned, to be honest with you. Even if things break down in order to move us forwards, it's still positive. Do you understand?
Okay.
Who's Dawn around you, darling?
I can't hear you. Dawn?
Who's Dawn?
Dawn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a girl's name, Dawn?
I would presume it's a girl's name, yes.
No, I don't know a Dawn.
Dawn. She may come in around this appointment that you're getting in 2 or 3 weeks' time. Was there a specific question that you wanted answered to?
Well, I want to know, how's this year, how's the rest of this year look for me? Does it look okay, or
I do feel at the moment you're in a little bit of a dormant period. Okay, almost like a period at the moment where you're in a waiting time, okay? You're waiting for transition and you're waiting for change. And I feel this is more coming in towards the November area of the year. And I get a sense that this year is almost like a waiting time at the moment. And then when November comes along, there's something coming to move things forwards for you. But this thing that you've got in August will be connected with that. So it's something to do with future planning. So you just have to wait and see what happens around that, okay? And I get a feeling that February of next year is a time of celebration for you. So if it's not birthdays and parties, it will be. There will be a party there, or there will be some sort of celebration. I also feel that there's some sort of separation in family that may come back together, okay?
Okay.
And I feel it's a male member of the family, all right? And I feel like this, that we need to resolve and move forwards around this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel that keep on the way you're going. Don't have any high expectations of massive changes within the next few months, okay? It's coming in more towards the end of the year, and that's its rightful time for you. That's when you're ready for this to be facilitated, okay?
Okay.
And thank you for calling in.
Okay.
We've got plenty more callers coming in, sweetheart. So I'm going to hand over to Jeanette for our next call. I'd like to say thank you very much for calling the show. Okay, darling. Okay, Jeanette.
Yeah, that's lovely. That was a really interesting reading, Sarah. I'm sure we've spoken to that lady before. It's lovely to know that we are actually building up our callers who are coming back for more evidence from the guiding light. Now then, can I just have the next caller online, please, and say hi. Welcome to Guiding Light.
Hello,
hi, you're through to Jeanette. Welcome to Guiding Lights. How can I help you, please?
My name's Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. Can I just ask you for your date of birth, darling, please?
August 18, 1948.
Lovely. So that makes you a Leo energy and feeling a little bit restless. That's the energy that I'm picking up with you, darling. I feel that over the last few months, it's almost like as though you've decided that you need to push yourself forward. There's been a lot of exhaustion as a way of, I'm just reflecting on things. You understand that, Elizabeth, reflecting back?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right, okay, so we've got the link with you. Are you kind of worried about someone around you close in their relationship? I feel that this could be a son or a daughter or a nephew or a niece, but definitely feeling, okay, that you've been concerned about a daughter, okay. Has her relationship been very volatile with her partner, please?
She's been alone. She's never married. She's been alone, not dating, nothing for 8 years.
Right, okay. Has she had a very volatile relationship in the past, though? Because I feel that affected her confidence.
I don't know. The gentleman she broke up with 8 years ago, or he broke up with her, his name was Gordon.
Right, because I feel that it deeply affected her, okay? And I feel since then, she's been very closed, and she's not really wanting to trust again. And I feel for her that there is going to be a new gentleman coming in by next March. It's almost like as though there's going to be a change, and I feel it's going to be a good change for her, and I feel it's an opportunity to have some more balance and love and happiness in her life, as long as she doesn't keep looking back to the past, because it's almost as if the past has gone, but she's kind of holding on to that fear of being disappointed again. So it's like stopping her reaching her full potential. And I also feel with you that you're also thinking about yourself as well. It's the energy that I get when I'm linking into you, darling, is that I'm really feeling I want to move on somewhere. I want to do something different with my life. Okay? I'm stuck. I've learned a few life lessons. I really want to have a new phase in my life. And I want to leave the conflict over the last five. So I'm going to go 5 years. 5 years of conflicting times around you and your family. Can you resonate with that, please?
Conflict around family. And then I don't know what you said after that. Sorry.
Conflict around your family over the last 5 years. There's been a lot of issues with your family that you've had to overcome and deal with.
Yes.
Yes. I feel things are going to start easing for you, okay? Because I've got the crossroads situation for you, and I have got help coming in, and I have got a feeling of more balance around your family. I do feel with you that there's a news coming in for you. So someone seems to be waiting for some news. Someone's waiting for something, and I just feel that I'm getting what I want. But it's been a long haul. So have you been waiting to push your life in a certain direction, but it's been kind of sticking at a certain level, please?
Yes.
Mm. I think that there's been obstacles for you to overcome, and there's also been blockages around you as well. I think with you, it's about just being you again, okay? Because I just feel that when I'm linking in around you, that you seem to have lost yourself a little bit with all that this is going on around you. And I feel that everything is going to push you on to a fresh start, okay? It's like as though what you need to do is just really, really make some decisions to allow your future to be brighter than the past. And I think I've got a new pathway opening for you, a new spiritual journey coming in for you. Are you interested in developing yourself spiritually, please?
Yes. I want to work with... Oh, go ahead.
I feel that that is strongly connected coming in around you. I feel that there's three choices that you really want to do, but one of these areas that you want to focus on is going to stand out for you. And I feel it's the second of the three things that you're going to want to do, because I just want to put you in the middle, okay? And just take you from the paths that you've been on now, because it's like as though I'm not getting what I want. And I'm confused because I don't know how to get what I want, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah. But I feel that there's something coming in that's going to make you feel quite balanced, and you're going to learn a lot. There's going to be more coming in for you. I feel that there's going to be a gentleman coming in to offer you guidance, and I do feel that there's a lot of light around you. So I would say that you are definitely a light worker, and that you are very intuitive yourself. Do you feel things or hear things, my love?
Sometimes I see them, sometimes I hear them, sometimes I feel it. Yeah.
Because they are there working with you. I'm sensing abilities there. I'm sensing that your guides are kind of are trying their best to work with you. But it's almost like when I'm linking into your energy that you remind me of an area that's not quite tuned in properly. So you just need to tweak things just to hear things clearly. And I feel once you get that fine tuning, you're going to go from strength to strength with this. Because it always has been there with you. As a child, I feel that you saw spirit. And I feel as an adult, you've always been aware of them around you. It's just that you haven't been able to understand properly how to link in. But that is all changing, because I do feel that they're going to be coming working with you. And there's also a new guide coming to you. And I feel that this is a religious person. I'm feeling a lady guide, and she's coming across as a nun, because I'm feeling more of a nun's black and white habit coming in to help you.
Okay.
Are you a spiritual person? Are you religious, my love, or was you brought up in a Catholic background?
Catholic background, yes. And
yeah, because this is why I'm resonating to the nuns. So it's almost as if you're spiritual, you've got a lot of religion, and I feel that there's a new guide coming in to help you. Just make the right choices, my love, because things are going to start coming in. I do feel that I'm strongly connecting to a female who's passed over. I feel that this was a young girl when she passed. I'm not feeling that this person had a long life on this side. And I feel that with this person, there was something wrong with her legs. So I don't know whether she had some kind of a TB or a polio, but I feel that this person had difficulties with her legs, or either in a wheelchair or leg iron. Do you understand who this lady is, please?
No.
Right, because this person is coming in around you, so I want you to go back into your family, because this could be like a couple of generations back, so you need to investigate that one. But I do feel rounding this up with you, because we are running out of time, that for you, this is definitely an opportunity for you to shine. Okay, my love?
Yes, the choices, could you help me on that? I want to work with children that are sick and
this is what makes sense now. This is why you've been shown a young girl with leg irons, because I feel in your future job, you will find that you will be helping people who have got disabilities. And I feel that this is why this past relative of yours is drawing closer to you. Okay, it's almost like as though she's going to be giving you insightful ideas to help guide you on the course that you were supposed to be going on. I see you working with children. I feel that you would be wonderful at it, because you're a natural empath. And I do feel that once you find your little niche, if you like, that you are going to start really blossoming like a flower. And I just want to wrap you in lilac and silver. And I also need to give you the color turquoise for communication as well, and for the throat chakra. So you have to start speaking your mind about things as well. But I'm going to have to say goodbye to you now, because we are running out of time. And I'm just going to say it's been lovely connecting with you on Guiding Lights.
Thank you so much, Jeanette. You're awesome.
Oh, it's been lovely talking to you. Thank you, my love. You take care. Thank you.
There we go.
Lovely caller.
That was lovely, Jeanette. Oh, you really helped that lady there, which was, you know, what we're all about, isn't it?
Yes, and it's nice. So even though, you see, we've had our technical hiccups big time tonight, and we've had all this Mercury in retrograde, I feel that when we are able to help people, it's such a wonderful thing to be able to do. And I'm really blessed that we were able to do that tonight, Sarah. And it's
definitely,
once again, lovely show, as always, on the Guiding Light Show, 9 o'clock, Monday UK time. Is the place to be for the information, the chat, the laughter, and the guidance as well.
It certainly is. And I think, Jeanette, we do have one last song, which we didn't have time to play earlier. I think it might be nice to leave people with this lovely, dreamy song, one of my favourites. Reminds me of a very special friend of mine as well. And for us to maybe say goodbye until next week.
Yes.
Until we reconnect. Guiding Lights.
Yes.
And we give you our love.
Yes. God bless you all out there and have a lovely week. And Sarah and I will be back next Monday evening.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Guiding Light Show. Jeanette and Sarah will be back with you next week at the same time, 9 o'clock in the evening, GMT. Meanwhile, contact them direct. Search Guiding Lights on Facebook or visit their website. Jeanette is available at www.jeanette-coon-psychic-tarot.co.uk and Sarah available at www.sarahmaypsychic.com. Until next week, take care.